President Biden issued a conglomeration of pardons and commutations, most notoriously for his son. One legal observer notes that, quote, this act shattered not only every ethical principle of his office, but also every promise made to the public, unquote. According to The Economist, Biden applies one set of rules for himself and his family and another to the people he serves. Biden took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. He took the oath of George Washington, the father of his country. After 4 years, he can just revert to being only the father of Hunter. Biden also violated the constitutional separation of powers. The pardon is the executive authority to suspend the law in a discrete case where the general rules would not serve their purpose. It is a discrete act for a discrete case. This conglomeration of pardons, on the other hand, and commutations, some prospective, alters an entire set of cases to which the law would otherwise apply. This is, in fact, legislating instead of executing. The danger that the pardon might subvert legislation was discussed during the ratification of the Constitution. James Madison suggested as an effective deterrent the impeachment. Good luck with that. I'm Bob Evans, and that is my perspective.